It's the LGBT Chat Podcast, a space for LGBTQ friends and allies to share personal stories, current events, and life endeavors. Hosted by Aida Ramirez.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the LGBT Chat Podcast. This is your host, Aida. Angel is busy with work schedules and could not join us tonight. We are chatting tonight with Nick. He's a co-founder of Can We? And it's a, well, I want to say that it's an all-inclusive dating app. Hi, Nick.
Hi. Thank you.
How are you? Thanks for making time for us. I know that we're in different time zones, right?
We are. Yes, I am in Minneapolis. Yes.
Is it there?
It is 9 p.m.
It's seven oh two there. Is it getting like, did it start already getting darker?
It is, yes. The season is changing. So yeah, it's actually dark outside right now.
And guys, if you don't know this, Starbucks already has pumpkin spice. So
that's a little scary. I think it's too soon for that.
I thought we had Christmas stuff in June. So that is true. That's worse. Hey, Nick. So talk to me about Can We? What started this? How'd you get involved with this?
Yeah. Let me tell you a little bit more about it. So the product, the Can We dating app, is really your dating guidance app, and started a few years ago. And how I got involved was I was working the corporate life and decided there's got to be more meaning out there a little bit than just showing up and wearing a suit and a tie sometimes, and where can we go with this? And so what sparked my interest in is a really weird story, but one day, literally, I was getting my hair cut. I walked into the barber.
Okay.
And I was sitting there looking at who was cutting hair. I didn't have an appointment necessarily to see a particular person. And there was a gentleman cutting hair, and I'm like, I don't know why, but I feel like I'm supposed to chat with him. I don't know why, but there's potentially a connection here for whatever reason. So
I feel like we all get that kind of impulse at times, right? Like when you're in an elevator or.
Exactly. So sitting there, and it ended up he actually did cut my hair. And what should have been taken 10 minutes turned into a 45 minute discussion. And it's just this one of these moments of, we would have, you know, we didn't talk afterwards, but it was this truly connection of just getting deep and actually talking about different topics and thinking we're missing all these opportunities to connect. And so fast forwarding to where we are today, and it's very little bit different, but this idea of how do we make stronger connections? How do we look and get more intentional about our relationships? And I met my co-founder. And so we came up with the idea, and he really wanted to look at the dating side of how to be more intentional about dating. He was dating at the time and noticing that, you know, he's spending a lot of money and time going on 3 or 4 dates and realizing that they don't go anywhere. And so how can we improve that and make it quicker?
Yeah. And I find that extremely even more difficult, right? As an adult, when you're in your late 20s or your early 30s, it's even more frustrating because you've already gone through the games and the back and forth with the texting, and you're like, okay, so where is this going? You know,
exactly.
So how do you make that more meaningful? I think that's really something to ponder.
Yeah. And so as we put our heads together and thought, okay, what can we do here? Because there's the current platforms that are out there aren't quite hitting the mark. They are for some people, mm-hmm. but for the general public, people are not overtly finding what they're looking for and being super intentional about their relationships. So what we're saying is we're not telling you the type of relationship you need to be in, but we're trying to help guide you into being more intentional about the relationships you're looking for. So right now for dating, we've done our work. We've worked with psychologists and sociologists to see that really it's bubbling into, when it comes to dating, 5 real, I guess, intentions. And those are something serious, something that's maybe casual, something physical, something open, or something platonic.
Yeah.
And of those, what we're trying to do is be more intentional and guide people through that experience to help them understand what it means to be in that relationship. And so they're all okay to have, but you get to decide, and we help you walk you through that with our product.
It's so dope.
Yeah.
Dope is my new favorite word. No, it's really cool because I feel like in my early 20s, I remember just having conversations with friends and potential dates about like what I really wanted, what I was looking to get out of that relationship or connection. Yes. And a lot of times was that I found that I wasn't able to describe to myself what it was that I wanted. And it was, I don't know if it was because I didn't know what I wanted or I wasn't clear about that, which maybe should have been a sign that I shouldn't be in a relationship till I sorted those things out. I learned those things as I matured and as I grew up by force. But I mean, if there's something out there that'll facilitate that for me, I think that's wonderful. Correct.
And so what we're finding is there are a lot of people that are resonating with this experience because one, they don't always know what to say or when to say it when you first meet somebody. Even though it might be really important to you, when do you bring up those really important topics and part of the discussion? And so we're helping create that facilitation. And when we say a dating guide, we actually want you to use this in person. So right now, we're not saying go out and search to find other people around you. We say find your date, figure out who that is you want to go out with, do a little pre-work in the app. And when you connect in person, you're going through the experience together and unpacking some really important topics and questions to hopefully help understand, do I want a second or third date? Yeah. And having hopefully fun along the way while you're doing that.
Yeah, that's so cool. I don't know if I want to share this, but my last marriage, I saw those signs at the beginning where like, and they say lesbians like connect in like 5 seconds, right? We have the U-Haul moving within 3 months. It wasn't quite like that, but I felt like we just got used to the situation and like, it just became like, we weren't really connecting, but we were used to it. So we kind of just, you know, we just kind of stayed there because we were comfortable. And it didn't work out, you know, and I've like 7 years of our lives, knowing what we knew 7 years on year one. And I don't know, maybe we were wimps too, but if something like this out there can help other people, you know, save themselves 7 years.
And I would say it's the same in the gay community. So yeah, I mean, I have friends that are dating right now and in some ways they have the script already. It's like, okay, what are my deal breakers? What are my expectations? And I've got my list in my head and I'm going to go through them. And that works for some people. And I also have friends that are in a relationship where it's okay. They're okay with it, but they also don't really understand where it's going. They're not sure how to bring up those important questions or topics and really dig into what they want or even maybe what their partner wants. And so being able to, again, bring that into a place, a safe space where you can unpack that is really what we're trying to do and bring that attention.
Right. Without that like crazy confrontation scare, you know.
Exactly.
That's dope. I really like this.
Blame can we? The whole idea is can we date? Can we be friends? Can we do these things? And what's really interesting is thinking about the LGBTQ community, you know, I'm part of that as well, and that it's resonating loud and clear with that community in particular, because there needs to be this safe space and build this trust along the way. And so we're also giving the opportunity to create a double blind. So I know growing up, and probably everybody's been through this, but you've got that one friend or you've got those loose friends or potential relationships and you don't know how to test it. You're like, do we think there's a spark there or not? Do we think we could, you know, maybe I'm thinking just maybe a hookup or maybe something casual, but I don't know for sure. What we're allowing you to do is go in and fill that profile out. You can set up those intentions. And when you actually connect with an individual, you get to decide if you want to share that intention. And if they don't have it, you never know that they didn't have it. And now you've got your answer that they didn't see you in that same space.
Without ruining a friendship.
Correct. Yes.
I love this. And so how long has this been in the work?
How long has it been in the works? Or
yeah, like this guiding app.
Yes. So Can We is a couple of years in the making. We're technically live now. You can download it. We're in the first version. It's been out there for probably about a month. And so we're very early trying to get some buzz going, people to download it, check it out. The main thing to remember right now is we want you to use in person. So as you're filling this out, knowing there's going to have to be another person sitting next to you to use it currently. We're super excited about the next few months, a lot of new features, a lot of things that everybody's expecting and wanting to see. But you're getting an early version. You're getting to see it first and try it out and give us feedback. We want to learn. We want to be better.
Now, is this something you can do if you're already coupled up?
Absolutely. So, I mean, it's, a lot of the questions is geared for that early dating life. So the first few dates, try to understand what it is. But it doesn't mean if you've been dating for a few months or a year even to go through these questions. We've researched it. These are really important topics to be talking about. And maybe you've had those discussions already, but I guarantee you've thought about them or how to bring them up. And so part of it's, you can blame us. You can blame it's the app. We want to be in the middle of it, but allowing that conversation to happen. We're giving it that space.
I like it. So we're engaged. We're getting married next year, I think. I think. Because we're not sure if we want to do like a legal. Anyway, the whole thing is that we just recently got engaged. So I feel like this would be something like if we haven't covered already everything, like something to be like on the exact same page on would be wonderful.
You're moving right into where we're planning to take it. Yes. Yeah. You know, early dates now, but definitely moving into how long you've been in a couple, you know, how long have you been in a relationship? Or maybe you're moving into a new phase of life. What does that look like? What do you need to talk about? It's important.
Exactly. I like it. So, does it cost much? Does it like, what's the price range more or less? If you can talk about that.
Right now it is free. Okay. We want to understand. We want to learn. We want to see how people are engaging with the product. And we have, to be honest, we have a lot more features we want to add before we're thinking about any kind of cost model. So please go out, use it, check it out, download it. One of the things I can say for certain is that we are breaking the mold. We're not trying to also do what other platforms have done, which means we're not selling data. We don't even want to collect your data. We're really trying to be very private and different than other platforms. So we are collecting the absolute bare minimum we can to improve the product. We really want to make sure we're getting the value for you as a user, for in your relationships. That's our like number one goal to do with this. So you won't see your product or your information being sold anywhere. That's not how we're monetizing. So that is a guarantee.
That's funny you say that because I don't think I've ever thought about that whenever I had in the past looked at like dating apps. Sure. That's something that never crossed my mind. So I like that it's like honest upfront, you know?
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
This is so cool, guys. So it's called Can We?
It's called Can We? Yes.
Does it have an exclamation point?
It does not.
Is it a point or a mark? Like,
Can We? The words just smashed together. Gotcha. Again, the idea really here is can we be in a serious relationship? Can we be platonic? Eventually, can we be friends? And what type of friends can we be? Yes.
So cool.
Use all facets of your life. Hopefully in the future.
So, cool. So I'm going to go on my phone right now. I'm going to just see how long it takes me to navigate this.
Yeah.
And
have you used it before? Have you downloaded it before?
Can We? - Your dating guide. That's what it comes up with. Comes up on an iPhone. And then does it have like the two smiley faces on the icon?
It does. Yes. The two smiley faces.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yes.
What was the concept behind that? The two smiley faces.
It really is trying to bring people together and knowing that we want this to be for anybody that logs in, anybody that is looking for a relationship. So it's really just having fun. We want this to be fun as well.
Guys, and if this works for us, me having a small business myself or a business, whatever, it's so important for you guys to like just review, hit that, you know, subscribe, download, give us the 5 stars, tell people, share it. If you don't even want to do all that, it helps us so much. And it's such a simple thing, like just hit share.
Yes, exactly.
If you don't want to download it, next to the icon, when you open the app, there's a little like box with an arrow pointing up and it's a share. Like, hey, this might not be the thing for you if you're, you know, committed or whatever. Or if you don't feel like doing this, but if it isn't, and you know, somebody that does, That's how word gets around, right?
Absolutely.
I'm going to share it with our co-host, Angel, who's working.
See it pop up and be super excited, I hope.
I like it. It looks very user-friendly. There's some pictures on, pretty cool pictures on Apple. What is it called? The Apple Store, right? The App Store. And does it work the same on both? I don't know how that's how apps work. Do they work the same on both Android and?
They do. So anybody should have access with a smartphone to download it from any platform. They will connect phone to phone. That's a kind of a cool, fun thing to try is in person. We give you that. You basically get to a point where you have to scan a QR code. So you're working or you're sitting with someone, you scan each other's phone, and now you're connected. And the unveiling is quite fun. You're actually swiping your answers of what you aligned on back and forth. So you're actually going to, and like, if we connected, let's say on something casual, we both want to be in a casual relationship. We've answered all of our questions. It's going to pop up and say, all right, we matched. Let's swipe through our answers. And the answer will come up. It'll give how we answered. And we take turns swiping through. We can talk about it. When we're finished with that experience, it gives you another option to say, would you like to see where you didn't align? Would you like to see where you didn't quite connect and see what you think about those answers? Again, you're giving permission. It's all about permission and saying, yes, I want to do that. Or maybe not this time, maybe next time. And as you do the, sure, let's do it. Now you're going to see where each other answers were and where you didn't align. And knowing that's okay. What we're trying to also do is like get permission to, this isn't about having to be perfect or thinking that you have to align on everything. It's about creating hopefully a better conversation and bring up topics that maybe you wouldn't have covered already.
Yeah. I feel like that's also like a conception people have that you have to like meet somebody that has like the same exact, you know, like likes as you, or you see eye to eye on everything, because how boring would that be?
Correct. Yes. So it's giving that permission. Let's get messy, but let's understand it maybe sooner. So if there's something that is really important to you that you consider, you know, a really big deal breaker, you know, there's questions about kids, there's questions about, can other people be part of the relationship? What does that look like? And understanding of that up front, I think can help everybody understand how quickly they want to get into that relationship or not.
Yeah. You know, when I first started dating my fiance, at Jen K Comedy, guys. We were like looking for like things that we can do like virtually together. Is this something that you can do virtually, like if you're not next to each other, or no?
That is coming very soon.
Okay.
Right now it is scanning a QR code, the person sitting next to you. But yes, there's features coming soon where you could send what you want to connect on, and you could still do that virtually.
Gotcha. Because that's something that we always wanted to. Especially during the pandemic, we were looking for things that we can like, you know, do together, just to get to know each other better. And there wasn't a lot of like options. So this is pretty cool.
Yeah, we think so. I think we're onto something here. Yeah, we think we're on the right path to really helping, again, people in their relationships and really thinking about, you know, this is for everybody. I think that's the main thing too, is we're really trying to push into the LGBTQ space. We're trying to push into, it doesn't have to be for just heteronormative. I mean, this is very much, we're not going to shy away from any topic. It's very sex positive. We're trying to be inclusive as much as we possibly can be, that we are not the keepers of what a modern relationship looks like. That idea of, you know, you meet your husband or wife, you have kids, you get married, well, probably get married first, you have kids, you grow old together. It doesn't have to look like that. And we know that that's not how things are shaping up in today's world. And even a question that we have is, even if you're looking for a long-term relationship, maybe you actually don't want to live together. That's an actual question. And people are looking for that. As you get a little bit older, that's something to consider. So we're trying to be inclusive of how people establish and see their relationships today.
Yeah. And I feel like people think that that's not an option, right? Like the whole living together thing. I have actually a few friends who have been in like really long-term relationships and they don't live together. I mean, that's, I feel like that's such a great idea.
Sometimes, yes, that would be a great idea. Don't say it too loud.
I'm kidding, babe. But no, it works for some people, right? And whatever works, especially, it's so hard to find somebody that you like, you connect with these days, because we live in such a different world now than we did when I first started dating. There was a lot of catfishing and a lot of like weird stuff happening.
I'm going to date myself a little bit. So I would say I think when I was in my early 20s, I think the dating apps were just coming out, and there was only a couple online platforms, you know, and I even remember when, you know, the LGBT community could not be part of those platforms. And so, you know, for myself, it was like the only place you met somebody was going to the bar or going out, you know, the club or something like that. So it's definitely changed, and being able to, again, experience that and making sure we can do that.
I like that. Nick, so how has this impacted your life in any way? Have you like discovered anything new in you since you started working on this?
Oh, great question. One, go out and do it. If you're just thinking of like, you want to go out and explore and try something brand new, you should absolutely go do it. Two, as a product, I so believe in making connections and helping people find what makes them happy and finding meaningful relationships. And right now, yes, it's focused on dating, but for me, like, I can't wait for the day I can go find someone in my neighborhood that wants to go kayaking or wants to go do this other thing. That's the relationship that we've created. We're missing opportunities to connect with different people all the time. So, you know, through this experience, what have I taken and learning? Just I learn every day about different relationships and hearing other points of view from different age groups and different backgrounds. And that's what's awesome, is how do we come together and create something for everybody?
Hey, Nick, so has this resulted in any kind of like new relationships for you, as far as like even like just friends or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. So not just in work, but yes, we've had several sessions or a few different opportunities to bring a couple groups of people together. And just, again, meeting new people, even through those experiences, and seeing what they're gravitating towards, that they're using this and opening it up and checking it out. And yeah.
What do you look forward to the most out of this app? I mean, yeah, like, what is like your highest goal?
Highest goal.
If I'm wording that correctly.
Yeah,
I speak
yeah.
English.
Yes. To see people finding really good, purposeful relationships. And, you know, there's so many platforms that are out there today. And we live in this world of, we have these digital relationships that are solely that, you know, I think of, you know, Facebook even, or Twitter, or all these kind of things. They're, in some ways, I'm disappointed, because we've gotten to the point where you can say anything you want and be behind a screen and not actually know what it's like to be sitting next to somebody in relationship again. And so I'm hoping that we can rediscover what it means to use technology, but for good, in a personal setting again, and really wanting to use tech to actually have people sitting together. I think that's really powerful, and see that transformation start to happen.
It's so funny you say that. Jen was in the living room watching the Yankees, and I'm in the bedroom avoiding the game. And I don't know what I was doing on Facebook, but we were like literally communicating through yes. Facebook while being in the same house. And we find ourselves doing that a lot. What is wrong with us? What have we come to?
Will that go away? Probably not. Yeah. But is there opportunity to hopefully, you know, we're humans. We're supposed to be in community with each other. And how can we help that?
Mm-hmm. We try our best to keep our phones away when we're like out to dinner, or we're having dinner or meal times. We just make that us time. But it's hard to avoid technology. If you can use technology to be more purposeful, like you said, and be present, you know. Yes. Way to go. Yes. I love it. So where you said Apple, we can find it on Apple, we can find it on Android. Anywhere else, like, can we go online and use this or no?
Not online. Nope. Just the Google Play Store and the Apple Play Store. Yep.
Okay. And are we on Instagram or Facebook?
We are. We're on Instagram. Yes. Can we on Instagram?
Let's do it. Let's do it, guys. So we're opening Instagram. We are typing.
We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram.
Can we?
Follow us. Check it out. We'll keep posting more and more about what's going on.
What's the handle on Instagram?
Is it Can We?
Zoe. Zoe wants to say hello. She always does this.
Oh, cute. I love it. You're cute.
Sorry, I cut you.
My dog is sleeping next to me on the floor. Right? Always by my feet.
Go away. Can We? Dude. All right, so I'm typing at Can We. Yes. Is it at Can We?
It's at Can We, and then there's like 5 underscores, like a space, like giving you space to fill in a gap.
Yep. If you guys just type 1 underscore, it'll come up with the 2 smiley faces from the app store. We're following. So I will add the links and the handles to the show notes. So you guys don't even have to do all that. You just click on the show notes and you just click and you'll find the handle for Instagram. You'll find the links to both Android and the App Store.
And any users out there that download this, check it out, pair with someone next to you, go through the experience. We want to hear from you. We really want to hear your story, good, bad, and different. We want to know what you're thinking. And so I, as a founder, I read every email that comes in, and you can reach me personally if you want to at hello@canwe.app. And we'll include that as well. I will respond to you.
So this is homework for me and Jen. We're going to check it out. We're going to figure out how to get it up, and maybe we'll do a small video. Or TikTok, right? And share it with you guys and let you know what our results were if she lets me. If she not, then, if she doesn't, then I'll just give you my results. All right, Nick, anything else you want to share or that we should know? Who's your co-founder?
Yeah, his name is Russ Haywood.
Russ. Awesome. Jen has already proclaimed that she's not doing homework, but I'll make her do it.
Yes, and we have I'm super excited about our team. Like we're just a really great group of people trying to do better in this world and trying to make much better connections and trying to, again, do something great. So please check us out. Check out Instagram, check out Facebook, check out the app. And again, I want to hear from you. I would love to get some emails from you.
And we'll add the email to the show notes. So we got the emails, all the links for the apps, and all the links for the social media handles and all that stuff. Nick, thank you so much for making time for us and for staying up, because I know I'm in bed by 9.
I got a few more hours to go.
Oh no. So thank
really
you so
appreciate
much.
It. I absolutely loved being able to chat with you about this.
Awesome.
And I love the program. Yes.
Yeah, maybe we can talk later on when your new features are on, and I'll let you know in person how our homework went.
That would be great.
Well, guys, thank you, Nick. Thank you, Russ, for doing something like this and creating such a space for us that's all inclusive, and for taking time again to share it with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Until next time, everybody, happy trails. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the LGBT Chat. Don't forget to subscribe. And remember, the grass is always greener where you water it. Till next time.